And I appreciate everybody calling all their relatives and people that we haven't seen in a few years to show up. As JJ had mentioned, I am not the normal and regular preacher, and there's some rather large shoes to fill. I will do my best. Ask for your patience. This is the first time I've ever been up here on a Sunday morning. I have taught a couple classes. Try not to make it too long. 12:30 should be fine for everybody, I hope, right? So if ever the people that were in Randy's class this morning, we talked about laying up your treasures in heaven versus collecting worldly possessions and goods, and the difference there and what putting your faith in things will do for you versus putting your trust in God and His Word. And the comments that were made during the class basically are going to teach my lesson for me today. So if you haven't participated in the 9:30 classes, I highly recommend it. It's super encouraging. It's stuff that will help each of us on our walk, bring to light things that we might not think about, things that we're struggling with. It's definitely been a blessing for me, and I'm hoping everybody else is equally blessed. So it's not up there, but the title, we'll throw a loose title at it, Junk Food versus Soul Food or Spiritual Food. So when Gail asked me to preach 3 weeks ago, I didn't really have an idea, and it took a couple weeks to come up with a dozen ideas. It's a lot easier teaching a class when, okay, you're preaching on this subject. And then I decided to come up with one that there are so many references to in the Bible. Made it super easy on myself to prepare for this. And kudos to anybody who does this regularly, because this is definitely something inside of my comfort zone. I don't know why anybody would want to stand before people and have everybody judge you. Hopefully nobody does that. But I know why people do it. Miguel has devoted his life to preaching and teaching others to please God, right? To help each other out. All right, so let's get into it. Junk food versus soul food. The Bible uses many illustrations from our everyday lives as examples to give us clear instruction and insight into our relationship with God. Examples make sense to us because there are parallels between our relationship with God and our relationship to our fellow man. We perceive God as our Father and Jesus Christ as His Son, and each of us are brethren in the spiritual family, bearing responsibilities similar to those expected of us in a physical family. The Bible's writers use things that we are familiar with and can see to instruct us on the spiritual